Good evening, Rabbosai. Tonight's shir is as a refuah shleima to Shoshana Bas Yehudis. Shleva refuah shleima. I just had a shtickle chizik. I saw something. It gave me a lot of chizik. Rabbosai, what's the great simcha of Lag BaOmer, Rabbosai? What's the great simcha?
Stop dying.
That's very interesting. That is what the Gemara says. Sheposkum lomus, that the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, they stopped to die. But really, if you think about it, what's the simcha? It was a tragedy whilst it happened. The 33 days that was a tragedy, it was 1,000. Think about 24,000 divided by 33. Who's good in math? Yes, it was. Imagine how many Leviathans was on a day-to-day basis. So they stopped dying. But so that's the end of a tragedy. If you think about it, is it the end of a tragedy? Is that a simcha? Is the end of a tragedy a simcha? Should be when a tragedy finishes. So the tragedy was terrible, but is it enough reason to be happy when a tragedy finishes? I think it's a valid point. It's a good question. So I saw something really interesting, and I want to share with you. It gave me a lot of chizik. If you think about Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva spent all his life building up 24,000 Talmidim. He established Torah like nobody, 24,000 Talmidim. And it was a life's work, life's achievement. Imagine that. Yeshivas, Talmidim. Thousands of Talmidim he has taught Torah. And then what happens is that they're not worthy of, they all die. The Rebbe Hashem punishes them, all die. What does the Bekiva do? Let's ask the other hand. What would most people do? Of course. Most people just give up. They can't. It's there. Person already is a mature age, and he sees that everything is built in his life is collapsed within 33 days. Rebbe Hashem doesn't want. Most people just give up. We just give up. It's like, I can't. But Rebbe Akiva, he handpicks five Talmidim only. And those five Talmidim, he teaches and he gets their mamash. And those five Talmidim is a source. Everything that we've got nowadays, the Torah Shebaal Peh, most of our Mishnah is Gemara, from those five Talmidim, is everything from them. The 24,000 meters, no remembrance of, we don't even know who they were, we don't even have their names. We don't know who they were, nothing left of it. But those five Talmidim that he established then, that's what the Torah is, the Torah is from there. The Simcha is, it's a Gewaltige Simcha, Rabbi Akiva teaches us, that there's nothing like when you start from scratch. You're just able to start from scratch, put everything behind you, start from scratch. If you're able to be mischazik and put yourself again into it, and start from, even with five Talmidim, whatever situation you have behind you, you turn a blank sheet of paper, you turn the page, and you start from scratch. That's the simcha. That is a simcha. It's a challenge, but it's simultaneously also a gewaltige simcha. Just wanted to share with you, because I think it's a nice vote to think about. Okay. We're going to be learning tonight in Mitzvah Hashem. We're going to be starting Simon Yud Aleph. Dinei Chute Atzitzis. We're going to be discussing most of the shiur will be discussing about the spinning of the tzitzis. The spinning meaning making into threads. Does that need kavana? What kind of kavana? Do you need to do it lishma with intention? Yes or no? And if it does, can a woman have that intention? Can a child have that intention? Can a goy have that intention? What if a goy is, there's a yid standing behind him? The goy himself may not be sufficient das. But what if a yid stands al gabov behind him and he says, you know, this tzitzit that you're creating over here, this thread, I should say, that you're creating now, is for tzitzis, it's for tzitzis, for Lashem mitzvah tzitzis. Is that sufficient if there's a yid standing behind him and doing that? And we're going to be discussing as well in Mitzvah Hashem, we're discussing as well in Mitzvah Hashem a little bit more about the Kavona and also about if Machshov is good enough, amongst other topics as well. So let us see what the Shulchan Aruch teaches us over here in Siman Yud Aleph, Sif Aleph. Sif Aleph, Hachutin, the threads of the tzitzis. Tzorich shiutvuin lishmon. They need to be spun lishmon, meaning for the sake of mitzvah tzitzis. So the threads need to have been spun for the sake, purely for the intention that they are going to end up being part of tzitzis. V'yesh machmirin, says the Rama. The Rama says there is an additional chumra. Afilu naftzon lishmon. Also, when you're combing out the wool, I'll address it in a minute, That should also be done nishman. Ve'aminek lehokel benipot. And the custom is to be lenient with regards to the combing. Sheyoyma, what does it mean lishman? Sheyoyma that you say betchilas hativui, when you start spinning it, she'oise ken l'shem tzitzis, that you're doing it for the purpose, for the mitzvah of tzitzis. Oi, alternatively, she'yoyma le'isha, if you're not so great at spinning, and your wife is a lot strong in that area, then at least tell your wife, she'yoyma le'isha, tell the woman, tvi li tzitzis, you do it for me please, you spin this thread for the mitzvah tzitzis, Tzitzis letales. Vim lo yohoyu tvuin lishmon. If you didn't have that intention, nor did your wife, if she did it, the woman, she didn't have that intention at all. If it was not spun lishmon, the halacha is psulim. The tzitzis is posul. Okay, so let's just first of all get a bit of a background, because we don't spin all that often. So the way I understand from the poskim, I remember seeing it twice. The way it works: you take the wool, you shear that sheep, and you've got the wool. At that stage, what does the wool look like? First of all, it's very, very dirty. I'm sure you've all seen how it looks. It's really dirty, and it's like one big, what is it called? Probably not called chunk, but must be a better word for that. What is it? Yeah, okay. So the first thing you need to do when you've got all that wool is, of course, comb it. So you take a comb and you comb it. Now, this, of course, it's done by hand, for manufacturing purposes, but it's you comb it, and they also, whilst doing that, you also give it all the dirt. Of course, it's been cleaned and all that as well, but the you comb it to make, and then it becomes like, it's a bit more, it's not threads yet, but it's like stretched. What happens then, once you've got that combed wool? So we're not called wool anymore, but when you've got that, what you do then is you take it, and then you have to spin it. You have to spin it. And then eventually it becomes a real thread. They have to spin it. Then it depends on how much you want to spin it. You may want to spin it into a thin thread, or you may want to spin it into a thicker thread. And that's called tvi, that's spinning. Okay, that's the two parts of this stage. We're going to get to a later stage later. But then you've got only one thread. This is, when you look at this, just to get the picture clear, when you look at our tzitzis, that you see that it's not made out of just one thread. It's normally made out, you see, it's not made out of one thread. I'm just, the tvi'ah makes into one thread. It's going to be a later stage that you're going to put a few threads together to make one string. But I'm not that stage yet. For the moment, we're just combing, and then after combing, you're spinning it to make into one thread. That thread later will be merged with another thread, and it's going to be becoming a tzitzis, but we're not there yet. Okay, so now, the Shulchan Aruch, let's just do in the order, in chronological order. The first thing is the combing. When you comb, of course, shearing and all that, you don't need to have any kavana, that's out of question. Although there is actually one posik who says there is such a chumrah, but it's not brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Noisi Kelim. But the first stage is the combing. Does the combing, when you're combing it for the tzitzis, do you need to have intention that it's done for tzitzis or not? So the halacha is, says the Ramah, there is a chumrah. Here is the first stage that needs to be, the first stage that over here when you're combing it, and at that stage, there's a chumrah, and it's merely a chumrah, that should be done l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. Our tzitzis that we've got nowadays, that you buy, the normal tzitzis, are not nipots lishma. They are not. They cost a lot more. You can buy them, but they cost a lot more. But you can buy tzitzis which are nipots lishma. But it's a chumrah, and therefore the general conventional tzitzis out there hasn't got that chumrah. So what after that comes the tvi'ah, the spinning. The spinning here, when you're making it into a thread, that is what Shulchan Aruch says. That needs to be tvi'ah, needs to be done lishma. And Shulchan Aruch teaches us, if you didn't do it lishma, it's possible. The tzitzis is possible. It's possible the tzitzis. What happens if you don't actually say it? Shulchan Aruch says, Shiyoyma betchilas. You should say it. As you're spinning, you should say it. What happens if you didn't say it? If it was in your mind? You didn't want to... Pardon? You say that it doesn't work. Dvorim shebeleven on dvorim, you need to actually say it. Does everybody agree to that? Saying it. She's saying that kavon, once you've got kavon, it doesn't need to be verbalized. Yeah?
be situations where someone could be working on the tzitzis and they can't say it. Either they've had an operation where they can't speak,
okay,
or they're bald and they can hear but they can't speak, or they've got a throat infection and can't speak.
Right.
So in those cases,
it should be all right.
Would it be all
good?
Mutl or not?
Good. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah as follows. Says the Mishnah Berurah and Seif Cotton. Let us start with Seif Cotton base. Tvuin lishmon Seif Cotton base. Vehu dvar toire. This halacha is a toire requirement that the tvuin needs to be lidon lishmon. Vehu dvar toire. The ksev gidilim tase loch. It needs to be done tase loch. So the Mishnah Berurah says l'shem choivach, for the obligation's sake. In other words, it needs to be done lishma. Tas loch, from here we learn l'shem choivach has to be done with the obligation in mind. No, that's not the reason. No. We'll see a bit later. Okay. Seif Cotton Gimel le'okel benipots the ma'adik seif. That it says in the Torah, benipots, the combing doesn't need to be done lishmon. Why not? The madik siv taseloch. That we say in the pasuk taseloch. Haynu mitvia ve'elach. When we speak about tase, the doing, the creating of the thread, it's talking about tvia ve'elach. It's talking from the spinning onwards. She'oz hi ikar asiyas hagdilim. That's really when you're talking about making a thread, you're not starting from the combing. That's not really. That's a bit too early. That's not really the real making of the thread. The creation of the thread is really when you're starting to spin. So that's when it's ma'akev. The Maral Miprag. The Heilige Maral. See, Mishnah Berurah brings the quotes to the Maral. The Maral says that it's right to be machmir nifutz lishma. And that's what the people who are makpit, they are basing themselves on this Mishnah Berurah and this Ramah. And this Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Maharal Niputz Lishma, but it is quite a lot more expensive. Seif Cotton Dalet Sheyoma Beferish V'loy B'Machshava Be'Alme. Here we've got the Mishnah Berurah saying that you need to actually say it. Machshava is not good enough, says the Mishnah Berurah. You need to say it when you are making the spinning, when you're spinning the thread, and you're making it. It needs to be done Lishma. And it needs to be said. Beferish loy b'machshava be'alme. Man is not good enough. Va'afilu b'di'evet, in the Mishnah Berurah things that even b'di'evet, tzorich iuni mahani machshava. B'di'evet, it's questionable if machshava helps. The Mishnah Berurah later says, but over here he says that it's a questionable as to whether if it's done without machshava, it actually, b'di'evet, it's impossible or not. What happens if a person is caught, he does it today, and spins tzitzis today? And he says, he says it out, that he's doing it, l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. But he's not finishing it. He's only going to complete it tomorrow. Next day he's continuing. Does that work or not? Because he's doing it tomorrow and he's continuing from yesterday. His kavanah can continue. One ma'aser, he can continue. New Meisen needs new Machshava, new Kavana. Oh, right, good. Hefsek, so you should read. Mishnah Berurah says, bottom line, Seif Cotton, hey, betchilas. V'day bazeh, since it's the beginning of the Tfiyah, v'day bazeh, afilu yoyim achora. It's sufficient for the next day as well. If you're continuing, it's good enough. Why? Distoma sulishmo koi. Because now, anything that you do stam, anything that you do without anything particular in mind, is automatically going to be done lishma. Like, you've created the default position. You've created that the default now is lishma. So therefore, it's okay. The kola oise, and everybody who makes something, who creates something, al das rishoyna oise. You're always doing something with the initial mindset. And therefore, it's okay. That's a good question. Or if we'd have different threads. Yeah, it would probably, I assume that, what do you think? I have a feeling that it's not, I think that it might be a problem then. Yeah, I have a feeling, yeah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yeah, but here the Mishneh Berurah, it says the Mishneh Berurah in Tzivkot and Vav, Hativo, he comes with Shtekel HaChiddush. Ve'im Tova Me'at, if he started spinning a little bit, and he didn't say anything when he started. Ve'achach Omer, afterwards he said, and afterwards he says it, Lo'i Mahani Lema Shenit Ve'kvah. The fact that you started off doing the spinning, and then only afterwards you said, oh, I'm doing this Lishmo, then, it doesn't really help to what you have done already. So we can't really say that now that you've started without anything. 10 minutes into the spinning, you said, oh, actually, I'm doing this Lishmo. It doesn't really help for the first 10 minutes that you did it. Mishneh Berurah says quite a chiddush. He said again, the case is as follows. You started spinning, you said nothing. 10 minutes into the spinning, you said, oh, actually I'm doing this for the Shem Mitzvah Tzitzis. Now, from now onwards, it's for sure okay. What about the first 10 minutes? What you've done for the first 10 minutes, is it okay or is it possible? So the Mishneh Berurah says a chiddush. And he says, if your intention was then, you didn't say it. If your machshava then was that you're doing the Shem Mitzvah Tzitzis, you just didn't say it, here we can be maker. That's what the Mishneh Berurah says. It's a chiddush. What do you think about that, Rabbi Yisrael? I don't know. It's a very good question. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. What do you think, Rabbi Yisrael, about this interesting question? Will this work for when we, other areas of halacha where we need a lishma, such as by Sefer Torah? In matzahs, very good question. I don't know the answer. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, it's good. I don't know. It's a very good point. Very valid point. Yeah. Now, Shireim Alei Isha. The Mishneh Berurah says the following. Shireim Alei Isha. Roi Tzeloima Betchilas Atviya Levad. So if you want a woman to do it, she should say at the beginning, you should say, Tvili Tzitzis Letales. You do it for the purpose of Mitzvah Tzitzis. The woman, of course, can say in her own right as well. You don't need a man to say it on her behalf. Of course, she can say it herself as well. That certainly works. A woman can say it herself as well. And it's also good enough. She can certainly say it. And she certainly believed to say it as well. Here we've got a problem. If it comes to a pre-bar mitzvah, and a shoita, somebody whose thought process is not fully developed. A cheresh, somebody who can't hear. In other words, he can't communicate with the outside world. Well, it's very interesting. A cheresh, for me, you see the importance of communication. Cheresh could be very intelligent. Cheresh could be very intelligent, but since he cannot talk and he cannot hear, he's not considered. A cheresh is not considered halachically a chayv. He's not chayv a mitzvah. He's not a bar mitzvah at all. He's not a bar chiyuva. For me, we see the importance of communication. It's all about communication. You can't communicate with the outside world. So it's not considered badass at all. So, Ovid Kechovim, Cheresh Shoyte Vekotten, is not Nemo. They're not believed that they've done the tzitzis correctly. Mumalete Ovoin. That's very interesting. What about, I remember there was an Eretz Yisrael years ago when I was a Bach in Eretz Yisrael. I remember there was this, you know, it's all, you know, they've got these Pashkevilis on the street. You go on Rechov Me'ashorim, you've got these posters hanging whenever, you know, because people don't have any other access to any, so you have got this used part when something is really hot of the press and really important messages and important, so they hang up these massive pashkevelis, and generally the more important it is, the so they can cover, you can plaster the whole literally the whole streets are plastered. Okay, so I remember this is when I was a bocha, there was colored pashkevelis hanging. And there was pictures there hanging of immigrant workers from the Far East. And you could see on the picture, on these colored pictures, them working, making tzitzis. And they said, watch what you're buying. Most tzitzis in the shops are posel. They're made by immigrants from China, from Singapore, from you name it. You watch the tzitzis you're buying, they're often, I remember those were plastered, the streets were plastered plastered. So imagine, so okay, so it's a problem. Imagine if those tzitzis are manufactured, not by goyim, because the end of the story was there that it wasn't all that common. But imagine that it wasn't done by goyim. Imagine it was done by yidden who are not shomer Torah mitzvahs. Goyim, no question. Yidden who don't keep themselves mitzvah tzitzis. Yidden who are not shomer Torah mitzvahs. Say for argument's sake, much cheaper labor. Or is it okay or is it not okay? Tzitzit, which are spun by people who are not shomer Torah mitzvahs.
They probably know that they're doing it for tzitzit. They know that that's what they're doing it for. So it's a suffix whether this is considered
machshava. So you're saying on that, you can be making lechoyre. Is that what you're saying?
That's
yeah?
Like
yeah? Rabbi Yisai?
Someone gives it to them and says, make it for the mitzvah of tzitzit.
It should be no worse than a woman. Like you can tell, yeah? Is that what says the machine? Yeah?
Even in the case of the Eilechum, the Chavish Beshotik of Cotton, it's only saying they're not trusted to say that they did it themselves. It doesn't say that someone can't stand there and say it.
Good. So you're saying that is poshut, that if a Yid stands on top of him and he says, you better do it, Leshem, it's a tzitzis, there's nothing to talk about, that's okay.
Even these cases.
Yeah. What about if he says, I did Leshem, it's a tzitzis? Is he believed?
This or the Yid?
No, the Yid. A goy is probably not believed. But, says the Mishnah Berurah as follows. So he says a goy is not believed, and then he says, Mum letei avoin. A mum, a goy, which is letei avoin, meaning he does, is mechal mitzvahs, because he's not interested. She'ein matriach la'asot tzitzis bevigdoi, who doesn't bother making tzitzis in his own garments, muta litvois, he's allowed to spin for tzitzis, u'mehemen, and he's believed to say, she'oma she'tov alishman. He's believed to say, you know, this tzitzis I did for the mitzvah of tzitzis, it's true that I don't put tzitzis on, but this one I did for you guys. I did it for you. And I'm saying, but I did it for you. He's believed to say that. The kol shkein, and even more so, k'sho'ovidrakal sharaveiros l'te'ovoin. It says that certainly if it's not completely l'te'ovoin, it's for sure believed. Aval mumale achis, but somebody who is mumale achis, who really, what we call al-hachis, it purposely doesn't keep mitzvahs, because not because he doesn't know any better, but because he purely doesn't want to keep. He knows better, and he positively doesn't want to keep Torah mitzvahs. Apikoros hu lechol ha-Torah kula. He's concerned apikoros, u'bevadei adai t'nafshe over the kula alma. And we can't believe him, and it's not considered span lishman. So again, the Mishnah Berurah says that if it's a oivet kechovim, cher shayte ve'katan, they can't, they are believed to say that it was done nishman. When regards to a goy, with regards to a yid, it depends. Is let avoin. Just he doesn't know any better. He's not sure. A person like that is allowed to spin nishman, and he's believed to say that he did nishman, as opposed to a yid who is mumal hachis. He a dafkenik. He doesn't want positive. He doesn't want to keep the mitzvah. A person like that is not believed, and the tzitzit apostle. Yeah. If he doesn't know it,
he doesn't expose the fact that he does.
Yeah, so that's not considered good. So that would go into the shaila. If he doesn't know any better, he's probably not considered lachis. Not considered lachis.
It's possible he doesn't know better.
If he hasn't been exposed, he's probably not considered lachis. Okay, continues the Shulchan Aruch. Tavon Nochi, and we spoke about that briefly now. Tavon Nochi, if a goy did spin it, V'Yisrael Oymed Al Gaboy, and Yid said, was standing on his back, probably breathing down the neck type of thing, V'Oymed, and he says, Shiasen Ishman, you do it Lishman, La'Rambam Posse V'La'Rosh Kosha. So now, Shulchan Aruch says, if a goy did it, and Yisrael was Oymed Al Gabov, Yisrael was standing behind him, and he tells him, you do it Lishman, then according to the Rambam, it's Posse, according to the Rosh, is Kosha. We've got Machloik is Rambam Rosh. The Achov to Ramah is, the minig is that yid helps a little bit, and like this, it's going to be kosher. The Mishnah Berurah paskens is if cotton yud base. This only works according to the Rosh, who says that Yisrael Oymed al Gavav works. So the Ramah Paskins like the Rosh, that Yisrael Oymed Al Gabov helps for a goy. That's Mishnah Berurah said in Sif Kot Nud Beis. The Kolzela Rosh. Aval Rambam Loi Mehani Kolzela. According to Rambam, this wouldn't work. Okay, just to recap what we've learned tonight. We learned tonight about the Tvi'el Lishma. We started off speaking about the combing. The combing is a Chumrah. That Chumrah, the Ramah says, and the Maran Meprak Paskins like that, that combing is good to be Lishma, but it's a Chumrah. The main halacha is not like that. We spoke about Tvi'ah. Tvi'ah meaning making the threads from the after combing, taking the wool and making to threads. That needs to be Lishman. If it's not Lishman, it's possible. We said that ideally you should say it, and Machshava is a problem. Could even be a problem by the Eved. He says if you started off doing it, and then 10 minutes later you say it, you could rely on the Machshava initially, but Pashto's Machshava is an issue, is a problem. We also spoke about if a Yid is Omid al-Gabov, that helps. A woman can say it, and you can say it on behalf of the woman, that's okay. Yisrael Oymed al-Gabov helps, and the Ramah paskens that the minigi is that Yid helps a little bit during the spinning process, Yid helps a little bit in order to make sure that it's kosher. This is what we covered tonight, and we'll continue with Shem tomorrow.